I was born in Ethiopia. My parents were aid workers for the UN, and so that's how we ended up in Ethiopia. So very often we had to walk back and forth from Ethiopia to Sudan, depending on if their assignment changes or if their war happens again. And so I lost my father to the war in Sudan on our way back to Ethiopia. In 1998, we immigrated to the U.S. through my brother, who was a lost boy in Kenya. And so, yes, then ever since then, I've been growing up and living in Minnesota and just moved to L.A. about last year.
So you said your brother was a lost boy. In this movie, you portray a lost girl. A lot of people have heard the phrase lost boy, maybe don't know what it means, but lost girl is a lot less common. Why don't you tell us what that is?
I think it's the importance of having me in the films as a female voice is to show that the situation that had happened in our country did not just only happen to boys. I've had women who've gone through the same similar situations that my character did in the movie, and so it's an encouragement to see someone from their own circumstances or someone who, you know, I've came through war, you know. So it's for them to see that my story is here. It validates their struggle.
And so a lot of people who know about this are really glad that The Good Lie, the movie, it's going to hopefully raise some awareness to this. How do you think it will help in finding solutions?
I think it'll be an educational tool. Like, already people are starting to bring their children, and I think especially for colleges or people that are looking into international law or programs that have to do with foreign policy.
What kind of support is there right now for a lost girl or for someone back in Sudan now, and what do they need that they're not getting?
Right now, I think it's just a matter of protection. There's been situations where people are being split up from their families, and so I think it's just a matter of safety.
Right. When there is a child that doesn't have their parents to protect them, someone else needs to look out. This needs to be society that comes together to offer institutions, whether it's through a school or whether it's through a community group or an international NGO.
Yes. We're working with UNICEF, and we created the Good Life Fund to help the lost boys and girls in the refugee camps, but also those here in the U.S. with their education.